This is The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney. My guest today has spent his life exploring how cultures everywhere and in every time have used music, dance, and other art forms to grapple with all the emotions, social struggles, and even spiritual mysteries we experience as human beings. His name is Stephen Machat, and he's worked with artists like Peter Gabriel and Leonard Cohen, as well as being a prolific author. I spoke with him as he's promoting his latest book and touring a band he manages, the Buena Vista Orchestra. The group is in concert at the Brit Festival on Tuesday, August 12th, continuing the legacy of the legendary Buena Vista Social Club. Stephen, you've taken an especially deep dive into Cuban music while touring your band Jesus Aguaje Ramos and the Buena Vista Orchestra around the world. Now the BVO will be performing in our region, so it's a great chance to hear from you directly about what you've learned. In the first chapter of your book, you say music is a great way to discover the birth and blending and developing of people's new cultures. And cultures are created or perpetuated by song and dance and poetry in celebration of and for the people to unite the people who work and live in the new system. It's here where the music of the Black African slaves combined with the European music developed over centuries that Cuba became the motherland of today's Cuban, Latin, and R&B music. So that's a little excerpt from chapter one of your pretty recent book, I Can Hear Music, The Heroes and Villains of the Muses. Let's explore some of the specific music genres familiar to us today, and let's sort of ground it in what the BVO will be performing at the Brit.
Yeah, I'm in a heartbeat, but I think I need to go deeper because the songs, their current music, their reggae, the raps that they do, it's all about the misery that they live in that country. That's political. And all the music, I go through all the varieties in my book and I can hear music. So I went to Cuba and I was introduced to Jesus Aguaje, who they told me was the arranger and orchestra leader of the Buena Vista Social Club. And they made me understand there was no band named the Buena Vista Social Club. They were members that became members who were in a studio and they sang songs. And the songs they sang, it's like the Broadway play. It's like Uncle Tom's Cabin. It doesn't tell you how horrible a lifestyle that they have there and how they're enslaved in absolute poverty. And the United States, I'm being political, but I'll stop after this. We need to end the embargo. 190 out of 192 nations in the United Nations said that the embargo must end. The only two that said it must not end is the United States and Israel. I'm telling you right now, Americans, we need to end it. If they're a communist nation, so what? If I was younger, I could end it. They have no government. They have nothing. But they do have song and dance and baseball.
How do all those feelings and those emotions and those political struggles, be feeling repressed, how does that get funneled into different song forms?
Okay, so if I could send you back in time, and I'm answering you, right? So all of a sudden, allegedly, Christopher Columbus discovered America. Now, when I was a boy, I got thrown out of school. I said, it was the guy that discovered the Pacific. I said, how did he discover the Pacific? He may have named the Pacific, and he may have named it in the name of the Vatican, and that's why they call those areas Latin, because no one in those areas speaks Latin. So Latin is the key word, meaning the Vatican runs these areas. And I said to him, how did he discover the Pacific Ocean? Were all the other people that were living there blind? And they thought I was a wise guy. But I'm curious, why do we believe what we believe? So now, according to the Vatican, in 1455, you could buy slaves. Catholics went down there and acquired from family members all the slaves that they transported against the ocean. And these are people that are living in different kingdoms in Western Africa, something else that we're not taught. But I study this. I want to know where it comes from, why it happened. How old are these songs, right? Like, we have one song that goes back to like 600 AD in our set. It's called Saint Lucia. I don't know if you know the song, but it's fantastic. And they're talking about the woman of eyesight, that her eyes were put out. They worship her. And it's a showstopper in the show. And I wanted to know where all these things came from. So it's the first time in our current understanding of history where the European culture, the Catholic culture, which did not let people put lyrics in at that time. Because if I give you a lyric, I make you dream. If I give you just without lyric, because we focus on the lyrics. I've done a lot of movies, meaning I used to put music in it. And the score is the most important part of the movie because that's how you go into the flow, and it's like an ebb and you flow, right? And then what you do is you put the songs in with the lyrics because it makes you stop and think, and then you fall in love with the lyrics.
Can you single out a lyric that especially touched you or resonated with you from among this canon from the Buena Vista Orchestra?
Well, Besame Mucho, what a great song, right? Now, they didn't write that. That was written by a Mexican.
A 20-year-old woman, I believe, Mexican woman.
What a great song. And when you really analyze it, you find out that she never had intimacy with the guy. And she was like dreaming about that moment of intimacy. And when you hear that moment of intimacy come out with our singers, you automatically drop it. And all of a sudden, you were transposed back to right before you get that first kiss. You close your eyes and you're wondering, what will it do? Will it light you up or will it shut you down? What is it? And it's all emotions. All we are emotions. Music is love. Now, music, by the way, is a Greek word, and it means the art of the muses. So who are the muses? And I'm going around, but I'm answering your question. Well, the muses are the Oishas. Who are the Oishas? Those are the African helpers, right? You pray to these Oishas, and it's all about nature. And they're particular to Cuba and Africa. All these songs, they're praying to the Orishas, right? And then you got rumba, R-H-U-M-B-A, and then you got R-U-M-B-A. H is very religious. And my book that you were looking at in your hand is totally dedicated to showing you all these Orishas, all these gods, all the genies from the Arabs, all the Vishnus from the Indian, the Hindu culture, or the Shivas. What they do is they either perpetuate the feeling you have, or they will come and shake up your feeling. And that's what all the music is. It's to wake you up.
You're listening to The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. My guest is entertainment mogul and author Stephen Machat, whose new book, I Can Hear Music, blends cultural analysis with the musical traditions of Cuba. He's also manager of the Buena Vista Orchestra, which is in concert at the Brit Pavilion August 12th. I'd love to have you take a deep dive into one of these songs that we might hear Tuesday in Jacksonville. Como siento yo, lágrimas negras. Are there any ones that you'd sort of like to break down and talk about?
Guajira on that?
Yeah, Guajira in F, yeah.
Okay, that's one of my favorite songs. And your listeners, if you listen to that song, please let me know if that doesn't get you up dancing. I want to know that that song will elevate any of you into dancing in seconds. It's to get you up and dance, to shake off your misery. And it's all music. And I'm showing this to you because music can change the world. And my whole purpose right now is to make sure that the Cuban culture is not canceled.
I'm so glad you brought that up. The Brit is in the middle of doing more of a reach out to our Spanish-speaking community. And what are your thoughts on the contributions that Latin music makes to the world?
These songs represent what we, a common energy called consciousness, relate to. It gets us to move. It just gets you to move. So Guadalajara, that genre, its whole purpose is to get you to get up and move. Because after you go through your slave routine where you work to pay your interest or you pay your taxes, we're slaves. We're interest slaves. That's what we are in America. And the people in South Oregon, I'm here right now. I promise you, you will get up and dance. And what we're doing is I'm structuring it like it's a movie. And it's a play. That's really what it is. It's a play. I got you for 2 hours. I will have you walk out holding hands. And if I don't see that, I will be disappointed. And it's a gift I have. You know, it's just a beautiful thing I can do, and I'm happier.
So what can audiences expect Tuesday at the Brit Pavilion? What kind of journey are you going to take us on?
We're going to take you through some solemn songs, right? And then I'm going to just get you up and dance. So when you walk out, you're holding hands and you're going home in love, not misery. The end is, it's to get you to see that you're all common. You're going to see all the colors of the uniforms that we're given to wear. I mean, we're in a car. I'm looking at you and I feel the beauty of your energy, your smile, your eyes. Your eyes signify. The eyes are where your energy comes. You can't lie if you look. You can't be lied to if you look in their eyes, unless you're blind to the shadows your fears create. And it's beautiful. You're looking at me like, okay, I'm listening. This is interesting. You're a lovely woman. I could see that. And you know, I mean, in energy, you want happiness. And you're going to help. You're going to help. This book is dedicated to happiness. This tour is dedicated to happiness. And my whole life, I'm dedicated to perpetuating the cultures that mankind created by not being in touch with each other.
You mentioned sort of the journey you're going to take audiences on. And there's going to be some, I think you said, solemn songs, but then a lot of dance. What if I can do just hook people to come out to this concert with one great dance one?
Candela. Candela, they're up.
Now tell me the song form of Candela. Is son mantuno involved? Is it a timba, a danzón?
It's a dance song, and it's more. It's a combination of songs. It could almost be like Guajira, which is a combination of songs. This is a song that you will get up and move. So it goes from song into, you know, it's almost a salsa.
And what about Que Te Perdí?
That's a solemn song. To me, it's solemn.
Well, thank you so much. I want to, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for our podcast, but are there any final thoughts you'd like to leave our listeners with? Maybe about how songs help us live, working with our muses. What would you like to leave our audiences with?
Really, what I'd love to do is, if something's bothering you, learn how to close your eyes and to see the light. Just go to your favorite song or just see sun in your thought. Breathe it in and breathe it out. And I promise you one thing, whatever you were angry with is gone. Because all of a sudden you wake up and it's a clear day. It's a new day. It's a new beginning.
I'm Vanessa Finney for The Creative Way. My guest was Stephen Machat, most recently the author of I Can Hear Music, The Heroes and Villains of the Muses. The Buena Vista Orchestra, whom Stephen manages, performs at the Brit August 12th.